Well, you can make a joyful noise. How are y'all doing this evening? Well, praise the Lord. It's good to be here and welcome those of us online also. If you would, stand if you can. We're going to start out by singing "There Is No Other Name." There is no other name by which men can be saved. There is no other name under heaven. There is rest for my soul, and the wounded made whole, and the captive set free and forgiven. There is no other name by which men can be saved. There is no other name under heaven. There is rest for my soul, and the wounded made whole, and the captive set free and forgiven. Such love as I have ever known, well, I found in the grace that flows to me. In my unrighteousness, this is why my heart and soul and tongue confess. There is no other name by which men can be saved. There is no other name under heaven. There is rest for my soul, and the wounded made whole, and the captive set free and forgiven. Such love as I have ever known, I found in the grace that flowed to me. In my unrighteousness, this is why my heart and soul and tongue confess. There is no other name by which men can be saved. There is no other name under heaven. There is rest for my soul, and the wounded made whole, and the captive set free and forgiven. There is no other name by which men can be saved. There is no other name under heaven. There is rest for my soul, and the wounded made whole, and the captive set free and forgiven. Praise the Lord. I come before you today, and there's just one thing that I want to say. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for all you've given to me, for all the blessings that I cannot see. Thank Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. With a grateful heart, with a song of praise, with an outstretched arm, I will bless your name and thank you, Lord. I just wanna thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I just wanna thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. For all you've done in my life, you took my darkness and gave me your light. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You took my sin and my shame. You took my sickness and healed all my pain. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. With a grateful heart, with a song of praise, with an outstretched arm, I will bless your name and thank you, Lord. I just wanna thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I just wanna thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I just wanna thank you, Lord. Thank you, I just wanna thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Amen.
And
Amen. I know of a name, a beautiful name, that angels brought down to earth. They whispered it low one night long ago to a maiden of lowly birth. That beautiful name, that beautiful name, from sin has power to free us. That beautiful name, that wonderful name, that matchless name is Jesus. I know of a name, a beautiful name, that unto a babe was given. The stars glittered bright throughout that glad night, and the angels praised God in heaven. That beautiful name, from sin has power to free us. That beautiful name, that wonderful name, that matchless name is Jesus. The one of that name, my Savior became, my Savior of Calvary. My sins nailed him there, my burdens to bear. He suffered all this for me. That beautiful name, from sin has power to free us. That beautiful name, that wonderful name, that matchless name is Jesus. I love that blessed name, that wonderful name, made higher than all in heaven. 'Twas whispered, I know, in my heart long ago, to Jesus my life I've given. That beautiful name, from sin has power to free us. That beautiful name, that wonderful name, that matchless name is Jesus. Amen. Praise the Lord. Anybody have a pick of him this evening? 5-6-4? All right. Just a closer walk with thee, 564.
I am weak, but thou art strong. Jesus, keep me from all wrong. I'll be satisfied as long as I walk. Let me walk close to thee. Just a closer walk with thee. Granted, Jesus is my plea. Daily walking close to thee. Let it be, dear Lord, let it be. Through this world of toils and snares, if I falter, Lord, who cares? Who with me my burden shares? None but thee, dear Lord, none but thee. Just a closer walk with thee. Granted, Jesus is my plea. Daily walking close to thee, let it be, dear Lord, let it be. When my feeble life is o'er, time for me will be no more. Guide me gently, safely o'er, to thy kingdom shore, to thy shore. Just a closer walk with thee, granted, Jesus, is my plea. Daily walking close to thee, let it be, dear Lord, let it be. Amen. Praise the Lord. Any others? No? 505? Okay, great. He touched me. 505. Shackled by a heavy burden, neath a load of guilt and shame, then the hand of Jesus touched me, and now I am no longer the same. He touched me, oh, he touched me, and oh, the joy that floods my soul. Something happened, and now I know he touched me and made me whole. Since I met this blessed Savior, since he cleansed and made me whole, I will never cease to praise him. I'll shout it while eternity rolls. He touched me, oh, he touched me, and oh, the joy that floods my soul. Something happened, and now I know he touched me and made me whole. Thank you, Jesus.
Check, check two. How are y'all doing this evening? Good? Amen. Doing better than the Houston Texans, I hope. Amen. Bless their hearts. Well, if you call that playing, I don't know. They have tough times in Houston Texan world. All right. What praises do we have this evening? Do we have any praises? Anybody? Praise, praise, praise. A beautiful day. It was a beautiful day, yes. Yeah, Bobby? Beautiful day. Bible sticker. You made friends. All right. Way to go, Bob. 1,000 Bibles. 21,000 Bibles. Wow. Five stickers on each Bible. Somebody do the math. That's a lot of stickers. 5 times 20. It's 100,000. 126,000. He said 21,000. 5 times 21,000. Yeah, Mexico. Yeah, that's cool. Something like that. Yeah. Do what? Yeah, math class starts on Tuesday. Remedial math class starts on Tuesday. I was in remedial English, so I can relate. All right, what do you got back there, Jeremiah? Amen, Loopy. Thank you, dear. Yeah, that's what Frank said. All right, what else, what else? Any other praises? Any other praises? Anything else? All right, prayer requests then? What do you got, James? Yeah, Rosemary Purdy, boy, she did something to that leg. Yeah. Yeah. Sounds like sciatica to me, but she said she pulled ligament. So, all right, we'll pray for her health. Pray for that back and leg. Uh-oh. Got a fallen spell. Praise the Lord, she didn't break anything, right? She's all braced up, huh? Yeah. Didn't break a collarbone, didn't hurt a head. All right. Way to go. All right. Balance issues. All right. What else? Sharon Heiberger. Yeah, no update. Oh, my. Okay, Sharon Heiberger. So this may be results already on the scan that she... Yeah. Uh-oh. All right, what else, what else? That's right, yeah, right. High fever. Serenity. All right, we'll pray for serenity, high fever. And then Ron is sick. Ron Wade. And Ronnie Holman's cancer. Pray for Ukraine. Keep praying for rain, right? I hope so. More the merrier. We need about a foot, 11 inches, something like that. Yeah, over here. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, wow. Ha. There you go. Huh. Oh, amen, man. Yeah, pitching in a little bit. All right, fan. Yeah. Amen. Yeah, that's a good praise. We'll put that in the praise column. All right. So you basically had your Thanksgiving, right? Thank you. But you had Thanksgiving early? Is that what y'all do? Yeah, but it's basically Thanksgiving. Yeah. 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 Turkey's in the freezer. What you got, James? I just got a question. I'd like to ask the Really? Oh, okay. Amen. So they're getting their hunt on instead of traveling. Well, I hope the roads will be clear to get to Dallas, because that's where we're heading. All right, all right. What you got back there, Bob?
Sloopy says, pray for Rosemary Landry, her sister. Continued prayer, stage 4 cancer, second yes. round of chemo next week.
Rosemary Landry, that was breast cancer. Second round of chemo. Okay, second round of chemo. All right, all right. And over here I saw a hand go up. Yes, ma'am. And what's the last name? Cupid? Cupid. All right, baby. Do. Oh, I bet, yeah. Health. Cupid was your maiden name. All right. Baby do, healthy. Birth. Amen. All right. What else? Anything else? Unspokens. Unspokens. But you have to speak them privately when I'm praying for them. Deliver them up, man. Yep. Get them on up there. All right. Unspokens. Ukraine. Rain. Anything? Yes, John. Yeah, amen. We got visitors tonight. Thank you for being here, visitors. All right. Yeah. Yes. Yes. Yeah, I threw the extra blanket on last night. No, the heat was set to 68, and I was batching it. The girls were out in Seguin swinging that softball bat, so I didn't have anybody at home. So the two cats jumped up in bed with me. One got on top of me. I said, hey, man, you can be in the bed, but not on me. So I said, let's put you right here. So I moved. Cat normally sleeps with Lily, but Lily wasn't there. So the cat was like, who am I sleeping with? Who am I? So anyway, I had two cats on the bed. I guess they gave off a little heat. But anyway, we stayed warm. All right, people, cold weather. I hope we don't have one of those February cold snaps again. Oh, my soul. Don't want any more of that. Yeah, Bob. Oh, yeah. Yeah, was that Saturday? Saturday. Yeah, up in Dallas in the I want to say the two planes that crashed were out of Conroe. Yeah. Mid-air collision at an air show. I cannot remember the airfield they were at. Yeah, it was just the World War II vintage aircraft putting on a show. Yeah, they had the big B-17 Flying Fortress, and then I can't remember the. It wasn't a Mustang, and it wasn't a Corsair, but it was a single engine plane that came down on top of it and broke that B-17 in half. Six people died. So I'm assuming they're all out of the Conroe area, since the two planes were out of the Conroe. So the mid-air collision in Dallas. Tough, tough. Dallas. All right. Very good. What else? Anything else? All right. Let's go to the Lord in prayer, shall we? Amen. All right, our Heavenly Father, we come to you this evening, Lord. We thank you for this day. We thank you for your love. Thank you for your mercies, Lord, and your forgiveness. This is how you provide for us, Lord. And we're thankful that we can come here tonight and meet in your name and sing praises and songs to your name. get some worship time in together. We thank you for that opportunity. And Lord, it's always good to be in the house of the Lord and be the house of the Lord as we assemble together in spirit and in truth. We thank you for your presence here by the Holy Spirit. And Lord, we just come to you tonight with these praises. We lift them up to you. You did put on a beautiful day today, Lord, and we're thankful for that. And the coolness and the crispness and the newness of the day was it's just a glorious time this time of year. And Lord, we don't get much cool weather, and it's a change of pace for sure. And Lord, the air just feels completely different with no humidity, and we're just thankful for the change and the beauty of the day today. Lord, we're thankful for Magnolia Bible and their continued support of sending Bibles to Mexico, Spanish Bibles. Thank you for all the volunteers that came out today. That's a huge praise. And Lord, we just pray in advance that you would use your word to bring salvation to people south of the border as those Bibles hit those hands and get into those homes and those families. Lord, we just pray your convicting power upon those people that will experience the word of God, and Lord, they would turn to you for salvation. So Lord, we're thankful for the ministry, and we just praise you for it today. Thankful for the volunteers, Lord, and we just pray that you would multiply their efforts and bring great glory and honor to yourself, Lord, through that ministry. Lord, we lift up James and Becky Woods and their praise of just the good family time and how you've provided for these many years. And Lord, we just lift that up to you, and we're thankful for that, and thankful for family. And Lord, not every family get together goes smooth and is a blessed time. So Lord, we're thankful when they do happen. And so we just praise you for that tonight. We're thankful for visitors tonight, Lord, and those that are watching online that are visiting. We're thankful for them, and those that will be watching this a week from now or a month from now or maybe even a year from now, Lord, we're thankful that they've tuned in and they're watching the video tonight. So Lord, bless them, be with them as they go through that. And Lord, as we think about these prayer requests, we lift up Rosemary Purdy to you tonight. We pray for her injury of her leg and her back and what's going on with her knee, Lord. And we just pray you heal her and just allow her to rest tonight and get ready to hit it tomorrow morning if she's able to work. And Lord, if she's not, we just pray you get her ready to go by Tuesday. But Lord, we pray that she's not done anything permanent. Pray that she's not damaged any kind of a ligament beyond rest and just regeneration. And so, Lord, we just pray and you touch her body, you bring rest, relaxation, and healing to it this evening. We lift up James's mom to you, Jeanette. We pray you help her with her balance issues, Lord, and just help her grab that walker, grab that cane, and Lord, just help her. Help her figure out she's going to have some support or she's going to keep falling. So, Lord, we lift up Jeanette to you tonight. Lift up Sharon Heiberger, Lord, and we're praying for her results, that there would not be any kind of a need for surgery. We pray that this injury that she's experienced on this leg would just mend itself. Lord, you'd bring it back together, and she'd be good as new here in another week or two, and, Lord, not have to go through any more surgery. We lift up little Serenity to you, Lord, and we're praying that you might break that fever, Lord. You might bring healing to that little body. And, Lord, help her get over that virus, whatever that virus is. And Lord, as the tests have come back negative, and, Lord, it's so frustrating to try to chase that down and try to figure that out. But, Lord, we pray that supernaturally you might just break that fever tonight and let her body begin to shed that virus and get past whatever she's dealing with. We lift up Ron Wade to you tonight as well, as he's struggling with sickness and cold, flu, COVID, whatever it may be, God, we pray you touch his body and help him get over it. Give him rest tonight. Lord, help him know when it's appropriate to go back to work and all of those things. Lord, we just pray you help Brother Ron at this time. And then Ronnie Holman's cancer, Lord, we continue to pray for him and as he fights the fight and goes through the chemo and tries to get past it, Lord. We're praying for his healing, and we're praying for a miracle. We're praying for a testimony, God, that you would just touch his body, bring healing to his body in this area of cancer. And then, Lord, as we've been praying for months, we continue to pray for the country of Ukraine. And, Lord, we pray as there's another Russian retreat. Lord, we pray that there not be a spirit of overconfidence, Lord, but there would still be a spirit of determination to drive out the aggressor from their land. We pray you'd give them back sovereign control of their democratic land. And Lord, we pray you'd strengthen that country to such a degree that Russia would not be tempted to try to land grab again. So Lord, we're just praying for that situation. We're thankful for all the aid that has gone in there, Lord, and we pray in the midst of it, Samaritan's Purse and other groups, Franklin Graham. Lord, we're praying that in the midst of all this death and mayhem, that, Lord, there might be a great many people saved as they see the love of Christ in the faces of Americans and other foreigners that are there trying to help them. Father God, we pray your gospel would impact that situation. Lord, we continue to pray for rain, and Lord, we're thankful for the little bit we got a few days ago. We pray for more in the morning. And Lord, we just pray that it rain all day, if that's what it's got to do. And Lord, just catch us up a little bit more. We need that other 11 inches or so. Lord, we just pray you bring it on and let the ground soak it up. Lord, we are praying for a revival in this land and revival in these churches. And Father God, just help your people, your Christian people, turn back to you and, Lord, seek your face. And your word says you'll heal and you'll touch. So, Lord, we're lifting that up to you. It'd be great, Lord, to see one more great outpouring of your Spirit before the rapture of the church. So, Lord, we're lifting that up to you tonight. And then Rosemary Landry, Lord, we're praying for her and her cancer fight, her cancer battle, God. We're praying for her and the stage 4 and chemotherapy plan that she's on, Lord. I pray you strengthen her body and allow her to receive the cure. And Lord, maybe the cure would be just you touching and giving her a miracle of healing and shrinking that tumor and shrinking that stage 4 and that spread of that cancer, God. You could do it, the twinkling of an eye. We lift her up to you. We pray, Lord, for a miracle in her life. We pray for Rosemary tonight. And then Haley getting ready to deliver this baby, God. We praying for a healthy baby. We're praying for a safe delivery. And Lord, we're just looking forward to hearing all the numbers here in a couple days of length and weight and all that jazz. So God, be with Haley as she gets ready to deliver that baby. As unspokens were mentioned, Lord, we're thankful that we can voice them to you and that, Lord, you hear us and that we don't know how to pray. You tell us that you make intercession on our behalf. So, Lord, we're thankful for that. We praise you for that. And, Lord, help us trust you that you're working and that you're sovereign and that you are in control. And that, Lord, you know exactly what's going on. No surprises. So, Lord, help us just lean into you tonight as we give those unspokens over to you. And then, Lord, those that are struggling, those that are homeless out on the street, those that are without finances and funds, Lord, to keep the heat on, and those that are struggling to get their heaters repaired, Father God, we pray that you keep them warm in this cold snap, this cold spell, and Lord, they're able to make it through. And Lord, if we have a neighbor or somebody we know, may we check on them, be willing to look after them, Lord, bring them a blanket or space heater or get them some help, whatever it may be, to help them get their heat on, help them stay warm during this time. And Lord, for those folks that are out on the street, we pray that they would seek shelter and that, Lord, we wouldn't hear of any hypothermia deaths going on as the temperatures stay low for the next several nights. Watch over those folks. And then, Lord, a special prayer for this air show accident up in Dallas affecting these families here in Conroe. We pray that you'd comfort those folks. We don't have the names yet. We just know how many people have died. But Lord, may you just begin to comfort these folks and help these folks and see these folks through as they try to come to grips with this tragedy and the investigation of it. And, was it pilot error? Was it equipment error? All of that stuff, Lord. So many unanswered questions and so many emotions on behalf of the people that are going through this right now. Lord, we just pray you give them the grace and the strength to navigate what they have to go through. And then, Lord, as we think about old Brother Mike, as we prayed this morning, we pray you give him the the strength and the grace to go through that valley of the shadow on hospice there. And Lord, we pray that he not be in any kind of pain or any kind of suffering, Lord, that you just receive him to yourself. We pray that he just not have to suffer, that, Lord, he'd be able to just let go and meet you. So, Lord, we're lifting that up to you. We pray that his kids are able to have that time with him, his wife able to have some time with him, Lord. But ultimately, we know where Brother Mike's heading, and we just rejoice in that, and we praise you for that tonight. Lord, be with us as we get in your word. Lord, help us as we introduce this next offering. And Lord, help us make sense of it all as we try to cover a lot of introductory material tonight. We praise you, Lord. Thank you for all you're doing for us, how you love us. And most of all, we thank you for our salvation. It's in your name we pray. And everybody said, amen. All right. Leviticus chapter 3. Leviticus 3. And we're just going to read the first five verses. We'll probably take three or four Bible studies to motor on through this. I'll invite you to stand in honor of the reading of the inerrant word of God. Leviticus 3. We'll read it through verse 1 through 5. I'm going to give you a lot of different passages. You're more than welcome to read ahead. That doesn't bother me at all if you want to read ahead. We'll try to cover as much of this as we can within reason. We want to get everything we can out of it, but you know, there's only so many Bible studies you can have on one offering. You know what I mean? So there's a balance here we want to strike. Amen? So Leviticus chapter 3, beginning in verse 1. If you found it this evening, would you say amen? Those of you with us online, good to see you tonight. And so we read here, Leviticus 3:1. It says, now if his offering is a sacrifice of peace offering, if he's going to offer out of the herd, whether male or female, he shall offer it without defect before the Lord. He shall lay his hand on the head of his offering and slay it at the doorway of the tent of meeting. And Aaron's sons, the priests, shall sprinkle the blood around on the altar. From the sacrifice of the peace offerings, he shall present an offering by fire to the Lord, the fat that covers the entrails and all the fat that is on the entrails, and the two kidneys with the fat that is on them, which is on the loins and the lobe of the liver, which he shall remove with the kidneys. Then Aaron's son shall offer it up in smoke on the altar, on the burnt offering, which is on the wood that is on the fire. It is an offering by fire of a soothing aroma to the Lord. Amen. Thank you all for standing in honor of the reading of the inerrant word of God, and may he add his tremendous blessing to it. Now, as we start this third offering this evening, right? Here we go. So we start this one here in the book of Leviticus. We're just in chapter 3. There's a more offerings a-coming. Make sense? Amen? And so, as we begin this one, there may be a realization going off in your mind. There may be a drop-the-penny moment come over you, that Brother Lee, in the Old Testament, it seems like to me that we have more offerings than we can count. And I would probably agree with you on that. Now, to be honest, that can lead to a fair bit of frustration on our part. We tend to get overwhelmed with all of this, New Testament saints as we are, right? But I would encourage you to hold on. I would encourage you to receive it. There is a very important lesson to be learned here as we go through the different offerings, all right? And I want you, I want that to motivate us in our study of these offerings. There is no, now listen to me, there is no one Old Testament offering which sums up the entire work of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. All right? So we've got to see Jesus is Christ, or Jesus. We've got to see Jesus Christ. We got to see his death. We got to see his burial. And we got to see his resurrection represented in all of these offerings, the Old Testament is a foretelling of what Christ is going to do. The Old Testament is important. Amen. It's foundational, right? So all these offerings, it's like for us as New Testament saints, we have experienced the one great sacrifice, Jesus Christ on Calvary's cross. Done. Done. Finished. Taken care of, right? His death on the cross is like the beautiful sapphire. It's like the beautiful diamond, right? Boy, the light hits it. Ooh, it radiates. It's gorgeous, right? We see the suffering, his death, his burial, his resurrection, what it provides for us. All of these different Old Testament offerings, they're like the different facets of that sapphire, right? The different facets of it. You take all of them together, and they come to a point, and they point us to that beautiful sapphire of Jesus' death, burial, and resurrection. One great scholar of yesteryear has said, the death of Christ accomplished no fewer than 30 things. Now that just blows my mind. When we think of the work of Christ, we tend to combine the benefits of the work of Christ. And I think for us as New Testament saints, sometimes familiarity breeds contempt. We get a little too familiar, and this ought to impact us more, I guess is what I'm saying. Amen. When we think of the work of Christ, we tend to combine the benefits of the work of Christ rather than to deal with them one at a time. And in so doing, we miss much of the blessing which we could receive. The blessing which could be ours. Now, in comparison, one great contribution of the offerings in the book of Leviticus, which is where we are trying to go through the book of Leviticus, is that these offerings portray the blessings of the death of Christ, the Lamb of God, the blessings individually. The Old Testament saint, check this out, the Old Testament saint would sacrifice the various offerings and he would grasp to some degree the blessings God had given him as he went through these different offerings. With each offering was associated some particular blessing. Now, however, for us, New Testament saints, all the blessings of God are realized by one offering, right? Made once for all, as I've already mentioned, by the death of Christ at Calvary. Amen? So in the Old Testament offerings, we're given the privilege to pause and to focus on the particular benefits and the particular blessings we have received in Christ's death and to do so one at a time. So the big takeaway is that every sacrifice, this is what ought to motivate you, is that every sacrifice that an Israelite offered was of a certain type and for a specific purpose. Every offering has a very exacting rule set. And so to what is offered, how it is offered, and by whom it is offered. Right? Amen? God wants it His way. He gets it His way, right? Yeah. For example, talking about the peace offering, which we're trying to introduce this evening. For example, the peace offering could be eaten on the day it was sacrificed, or on the day after it was sacrificed, but not on the third day. Couldn't eat it on the third day. To eat the sacrificial meat on the third day would have serious consequences per Leviticus 19 verses 5 through 8. A burnt offering, if you'll remember, had to be a male, while a peace offering could be a male or a female, but not a bird, right? An ox or a lamb with an overgrown or stunted member could be offered for a free will peace offering, but not for a votive peace offering, per Leviticus 22:23. Because of the consequences for failing to observe the laws of the offerings, one must be very certain what offering he was making, and then do it in accordance with all the laws of God that had been laid down. So, as we think about it, let's attempt to see biblically tonight as we think about our Old Testament contemporaries. The law prescribed the plan, the way in which every offering was to be made. Before men could follow the plan, they had to determine the purpose. That is, they had to decide which offering they were about to make and why they were about to make it. Thus, there was a built-in safeguard for them against mindless going through the motion ritual in which one went through the motions of making an offering without really thinking about what he was doing or why. So the Israelites' worship was to involve his whole heart. The Israelites' worship was to involve his complete soul. The Israelites' worship was to involve his total mind. The Israelites' worship was to encompass all of his strength when he came and he brought that offering to the Lord. And so the precise regulations that we find here in the book of Leviticus encourage the Israelite worshiper to engage his mind in his worship. Yes, yes. Amen. You know what I'm talking about? You know that struggle when we get to the end, right? And we're getting to the invitation, and the pastor is maybe gone over a little bit, and we start thinking about lunch. We start thinking about the nap, and we start thinking about the grocery store. And we start thinking about, we're going to have peace with this family member. And we start thinking about all of these different things. Instead of being what? Engaged mentally with the most important part of the service. The response time after the preaching. Amen? Yeah, response time. So you got to get that mind involved, right? And so as we begin tonight to introduce this, the only meat which an Israelite ate from their cattle, the only meat which an Israelite ate from their cattle was that which was offered as a peace offering. Per Leviticus 17, 3 and 4. Now, any animal that was slaughtered had to be offered to God as a sacrifice. Any blood that was shed as a part of a sacrifice. Thus, any meat that was eaten, at least from the cattle of the Israelites, had to be that which was first offered to God as a part of a sacrifice at the tent of meeting. Right? So, since a peace offering was the only sacrifice of which the Israelites could eat, every time the Israelite wanted to eat meat for dinner, he had to offer a peace offering. Does that make sense to you? Now, there are three principal passages in the book of Leviticus which deal with the peace offering. They are Leviticus chapter 3, verses 1 through 17, which we began tonight reading verses 1 through 5. That's the mechanics of the sacrifice. And then hopefully we'll get into Leviticus chapter 7, verses 11 through 34. That deals with the meaning of the sacrifice. And then further on down in Leviticus chapter 19, verses 5 through 8, that deals with the leftovers. You know, what are you going to do with the leftovers? You got the law of the leftovers. You got to, what are we going to do with that? Well, hopefully we'll get there. Leviticus 3 that we began this evening is structured similarly to the first chapter of Leviticus, which was on what? That was on the burnt offering. Remember that? The regulations for the sacrifice of the peace offering are dealt with in terms of the kind of animal sacrificed. Thus, in chapter 3, we find the following structure. Leviticus 3, verses 1 through 5, deals with offerings from the herd. And then Leviticus 3, 6 through 17, which we will get into on Wednesday night, deals with offerings from the flock. And then when we think about offerings from the flock, we've got verses 7 through 11 deal with a lamb. Verses 12 through 17 deal with a goat, Okay, so a lamb could be offered, a goat could be offered, right? Leviticus chapter 7, verses 11 through 34 is structured a little bit differently. Leviticus 7:11, y'all like 7:11? Amen. Y'all remember 7-Eleven? They open them on Kirkendall now. They're coming back. Huh? I think that's when your pastor was born. I have to check with my mom. 7-Eleven on the 26th. I guess that's why I like 7-Eleven. Chapter 7, verse 11 is the introduction. Then 7:12 through 14, grain offerings which accompany the peace offering. Oh, it's a meat offering, but it's going to have some grain with it. And then Leviticus 7:15 through 34, the flesh of the peace offering. And then verses 15 through 27 in chapter 7 deals with the flesh's defilement. By delay, verses 15 through 18, by contact with an unclean thing. Oh man, you can't let that meat touch something unclean, verses 19 through 21. By definition, verses 22 through 27. And then verses 28 through 34 deals with its distribution, all right? Its distribution. Now, so what are we talking about, preacher? We're talking about the peace offering. I've got a few minutes left. Can I take them? Amen? The peace offering. Quick drink. Let me try to go through it. Imagine for the moment that you're an Israelite in the days of Moses, and that you're about to make a peace offering according to all of the regulations in the first five books of the Bible, the Pentateuch, Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy. You could offer a peace offering as an act of thanksgiving. Praise the Lord, we got Thanksgiving coming next week here in the church anyway. Amen on Sunday. Or you could offer a peace offering to fulfill a special vow. Or you could offer a peace offering as a free will offering. These were all optional offerings which an Israelite could offer at any time he wanted to serve meat, right? Except for the Feast of Pentecost, Leviticus 23:19, and the fulfillment of the Nazarite's days of separation, number 6 through 13 through 20, when the offering was mandatory. Right? There were a couple times a year that the offering was mandatory. Most of the time it was not. It was optional. Right? You would begin by selecting an animal without any defect, either male or female, from the herd, from the flock, Leviticus chapter 3, 1, Leviticus 3, verse 6. You would then bring this animal to the doorway of the tent of meeting, where you would lay your hand upon its head, verses 3, 2, 3, 8, and chapter 3, verse 13. What are you doing when you put your hand on its head? You're identifying your sin with this animal, and you're identifying yourself with its death. Okay? When you have slain the animal by taking a knife to its throat, the priest will collect the blood from the neck, which is shed, and sprinkle it around the altar. 3:2, 3:8, and again 3:13. The animal would then be skinned and cut into pieces. The priests would then take the fat of the animal along with the kidneys and the lobe of the liver and burn it on the altar of burnt offering. Chapter 3, verses 3 and 5, 9 through 11, and chapter 3, 14 through 16. God's portion of the peace offering would be the blood and the fat. The blood and the fat, right? What's in the blood, preacher? The life. Would be the life and the fat. So God's portion of the peace offering would be the what, church? The blood and the fat. The priest would be given the breast and the right thigh of the animal. Aaron and his sons receive the breast, while the thigh goes to that priest who offers up the peace offering. Chapter 7, verse 33. Along with the fat, which is offered up to God, there would be the appropriate offering of grain. Now, in the case of a Thanksgiving offering, right? In the case of a Thanksgiving offering, both leavened and unleavened cakes were to be offered. Leavened and unleavened. Now, some of which was burned on the altar, and the rest of which was to go to the priest. as 7, 12, and 13 tell us. Now, this was not the only grain offering, which was leavened for the celebration of Pentecost, included the offering of leavened bread. Now, those who would tell us that leaven is always a symbol of evil, and that as such, it can never be used in conjunction with Israel's worship or offerings, as Ricky Ricardo used to tell his wife, "Lucy, you got some splaining to do. Because here we see what? Leavened products. Leavened bread products in Israel's worship." Now, I've not come to grips with that. I'm just introducing that. And hopefully by the time we get to the end of this, I'll have something to tell you that makes sense why leavened bread is used in conjunction with Israel's worship. Make sense? Amen? So since the fat and blood are offered to God, and the breast and the right thigh are given to the priest, the rest of the sacrificial animal is left for the others, the offerers, the man who offers it. It's left for him and his family to eat. It's going to be good. Amen? It's going to be good. So get the picture. After the offering of the fat portion on the altar, the Israelite would eat a meal partaking of the portions of the sacrificial animal which remain. Now, not much is said about the meal that is eaten. I guess they could prepare it just about any way they wanted to prepare it. In contrast, there is considerable emphasis placed on the disposal of the meat. The disposal of the meat. Of the peace offering. You just couldn't dispose of it any old which way. Now, as I've mentioned earlier, I call this the law of the leftovers. Amen? The law of the leftovers. Now, how long do you keep something in your fridge before you throw it out? Depending on what it is. You're 3 days. Anybody else? 4 days. Anybody else want to chime? 2-3 days, it's gone, right? Day or two. You know, I've been having all the stomach trouble, right? All the stomach trouble. And I thought I was having some, my mother is eat up with that diverticulitis stuff. And so come by that hereditary, right? And so every morning, I eat a bowl of oatmeal. Good for your heart. I put blueberries on it because I like them, right? And I've been throwing walnuts on that thing for years. I've been throwing walnuts. Well, I had this bad run-in with, got some bad food at the Mexican restaurant that I won't name at this time, but I really like the Lindo Acapulco, so it wasn't that one. And God, I think now what I got was that just viral gastroenteritis, and found out that that can last up to 2 weeks. And it lasted about 10, 11 days before it finally let go. But in the meantime of that, I was not eating the walnuts. I said, no, I'm not going to do it. There may be something else going on. I'm not going to take the chance. Well, yesterday, I thought, you know, I'm healing up enough. I think I'm going to tackle some of those walnuts. So I got those diamond walnuts from California, mind you. Yeah, there's a problem right there. I got those diamond walnuts. Must be a big Democratic farm up there trying to get the preacher. They know what I've been preaching on Sunday morning. So anyway, I got those walnuts, and I sprinkled those on my oatmeal, put the milk on it. I took one bite. I had to run to the sink, spit that mess out. I got that bag of walnuts. You ever had rancid nuts? And I held that bag of walnuts up to my nose. Whoa! I sealed them back up. I flipped them all over. You know what the expiration date is? No. March of 2024. 24. No. I got online and I typed in diamond walnut recall. Nothing popped up. I mean, there was stuff way back 2012, 2010. Nothing popped up. I went Diamond, Walnut, Bad Batch. Nothing popped up. And then I typed in, what causes walnuts to go bad? Right. Sitting in excessive heat. So they were sitting in somebody's warehouse, but I'm telling you, man, they were rancid as the day is long. I got them, I went to the sink, and I took my spoon, and I got every one of them walnuts out of my oatmeal, poured the milk out, got me a new set, got me a new thing of milk, took that bag and tossed it in the trash. Amen? You got to be careful. I've told y'all the story about eating raisins when I was in the South Pacific that were what? 12 years out of date. 12 years out of date. And I thought I was going to die. Huh? Yeah. They had Del Monte on the package. They were sealed up in cellophane, just like you'd find them down here at Walmart. Yeah. They were 12 years out of date at the time. Amen. The law of the leftovers. The meat of the Thanksgiving peace offering must be eaten on the day it is sacrificed. If it is a votive offering or a freewill offering, it can be saved and eaten on the next day, but then it must be burned. And the one who disobeys this regulation must be cut off from his people. For Leviticus 19:8. Serious business when it comes to food, isn't it? Amen? Serious business. Those of you that have been sick, you know what I'm talking about. Serious business when it comes to food. Amen. Serious business when it comes to God's worship. Amen. Serious business when it comes to the economy of how we praise and worship Him. Yes, yes. Amen. We'll leave it there. We'll pick it up on Wednesday night. Amen. Let's close it with a word of prayer. Our Heavenly Father, we come to you tonight. We thank you, Lord, for your word. We're thankful that we can introduce this next offering as we attempt to Bible study through the book of Leviticus. Give us wisdom and discernment, Lord. A lot of detail we got to cover. But, Lord, we try to hang tough in the detail so that we can get to the application part. So, Lord, help us hang in there, go through it, absorb it, think about it, ponder it. And, Lord, help us bring glory and honor to your name because of it. Because that's why we're here. That's why we've been created. That's what we're going to do for eternity. Bring glory and honor to your name. So, Lord, help us learn that lesson and embody that truth and seek to live that out in our lives each and every day. Lord, give us safety tonight as we depart here. Those that have to be on the road in the morning, give them safety as they drive in the rain. Lord, watch over us. And, Lord, we just pray as we get ready to enter into the holiday season, that we just pray in advance, Lord, people would think, they would think before they drink and drive, God. Just we pray for tough, standing in the gap family members and friends that will take car keys and call Ubers, take car keys and offer places for people to sleep it off, Lord. Please let people think and do the right thing and not the wrong thing when it comes to their celebrations. So, God, we pray that in advance. We thank you for your church. Thank you for your people. May they have a blessed week, Lord. May they know their own mission for you, that they're not here by accident, but, Lord, they're here because you put them here. You saved them. You've got a plan and a purpose for their lives. It's in your name we pray, and everybody said? Amen. All right. You folks are dismissed. We'll see you Wednesday. Online, folks, good to see you.